Oh, here you go. Here you go. Okay. So, any of you older kids, do you know your state mottos yet? Any of you know state mottos? Like, Minnesota is the land of the free. Okay, hell yeah. I was going to ask you, what is the, does anybody know what's the Palmetto State? The Palmetto State? You're close back there. Somebody said something like Carolina. South Carolina, yep. South Carolina. Anyway, that was a tough question to start the total sermon. Wow, that was really difficult. Palm Sunday. Can any of you show me your palms? You know where your palms are? No, those are the church's palms. Where's your palms? Oh, there you go. Okay. So these are our palms, right? Okay. And now that we don't have palms, this is confusing now. The palms that we just laid up on are up there, the green palms that you put there. But the palms that we have on our hands are right here, okay? So open up your hands like this. Yep. And one time, somebody told me that they could read my future because they could look at my palm and tell me what my life was going to be like. And they said, you're going to have, because of this line right here, you're going to have a really, see that line right there? You're going to have a really long life, and you're going to have two kids because you have two lines there. See those two lines? And I'm 52, I'm ancient. That's old, right? No? Okay. And I have two kids. Not to believe in palm readers. But my point is that we have palms. And just because we don't have palms in our hands, like the green palms that we laid up at the altar, and we laid, do you guys know why we put them at the altar? Why we put the palms on the altar? Any clue why? Well, part of it is so you don't whack your brother with the palm during the service. Yeah, you look at you point. Yeah. Yeah, that's, okay, that's your, okay. So that could be part of the reason, so we don't whack our, out of love. I know Art was doing that to people, you know. I noticed you got Cleone there, you got Camden there. Behave now, Art. But the other reason is, when Jesus came into town, what was he riding? That's right, he was riding a colt, he was on a colt. And what did they lay down on the ground? In some of the Gospels, it says palm leaves. Yep. In our Gospel for today, what were you guys wearing when you came into church today? Sweats. I suppose they could have put their sweats on the ground. What were you wearing? Did you please tell me you wore this to church today because it's kind of cold out. A coat, yes. High five, David. Okay, thanks for working in here. They laid down their coats on the ground. They laid their coats on the ground because it was like saying, I honor you. You're the king that's coming to save us, to give us peace. And this is why people were so excited on Palm Sunday. Okay? And if they didn't have palms in their hands, you know what they did? They raised their palms up in the air. So you go, woo, woo. Okay, can you guys do that? Woo, woo. Okay? Because Jesus was coming to town and the roof was going to be raised. That's what that means. And that's what we're here to do on Palm Sunday, is raise the roof with excitement and joy. So let's pray. Lord God, we thank you for Jesus coming to be with us today. Thank you for these kids and the excitement they bring to this joyous day. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Enjoy.